The letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3075. Baruch Hashem, dated the fourth day of Kislev, Tavshin Tazva, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. It seems to me that this is a student who was learning in the Lubavitch Yeshiva. I'm deducing this from the Rebbe's letter. His brother was learning in a non-Lubavitch Yeshiva, and he was writing to the Rebbe insisting that he wants to go to learn in the yeshiva where his brother is learning. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter, dated Rosh Chodesh Kislev, in which you write that you wish to go to travel to another place because you insist that you want to only be with your brother. May he live. So the Rebbe says like this, it is known, the ruling of the great ruler, the great codifier. Who's the great ruler? The Rambam. And the Rambam says in the end of the Laws of Gershon, referencing in the end of chapter 2, when you say you want, that every, the true want, what does a Jew really want? From each man, woman, boy or girl, what do we really want? We really want, and the bottom line, to fulfill what Hashem wants. As it has been revealed in the Holy Torah, which is a Torah that gives life and an eternal Torah. So basically, you say you want, you know, but that's not what you really want. What you really want is what Hashem wants you to want. And what Hashem wants you to want is what's written in the Torah. Okay, so it says like this. Since where you are now, in the yeshiva, I guess, you have the opportunity to learn the complete Torah. What does the Rebbe mean by the complete Torah? The wholesome Torah, which is that part of Torah which is called in the Holy Zohar the body of Torah. You have the body. That's the revealed part of Torah. And also the other portion of Torah which is called the soul of Torah. It's the body of Torah and the soul of Torah. That's the esoteric part of Torah, is the soul of Torah. Rebbe references the Holy Zohar in the order of Baal Oischa Sanedis on page Kuf Nun Beis, and Rebbe has a very interesting way of saying it. I mean, you have to, I mean, the Rebbe writes, but the Rebbe gives you an interesting thing that you have to pay attention. The Rebbe says the name of the page. The name of the page is 152. So 152 in Hebrew is Kuf Nun Beis. That's 152. That's the letters, that equivalent, the gematria of 152. If you twist around those letters, it spells nekev, a hole. So the Rebbe is implying to him, if you make at least a little hole as the point of a needle, so the Rebbe is telling him, and it's on page, outside A, which is, represents, Aleph represents Aluf HaShaloylam, the master of the world. So the Rebbe is saying to him also, if you make a little opening for Hashem, even a small opening for Aluf HaShaloylam, that's the place of the Zohar in which it's written, that's the page number, and which it's written about that the esoteric part of Torah is called the soul of Torah. So, if you are going to leave, travel, from there, almost sure, certainly you will not have the possibility to also study the esoteric part of Torah, Chassidus, you won't be able to study. So then it becomes clear, what is it really what you want? You want to really is to continue to fulfill the wishes, the wants of the Blessed Creator, to learn the revealed part of Torah and the inner part of Torah. So now occasionally it happens that the person's inclination forces you to neglect or leave that kind, this study, various excuses. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam says the person gets carried away. You know, if we say everybody really wants to do what Hashem wants, how come we don't see it? You know, it's interesting. This halacha is dealt with in certain cases. We actually the rabbis force the husband to give a divorce to his wife. You know, in halacha, the husband is the one that has to give the divorce to the wife, and otherwise he can cause her to be an aguna, to be tied to him and not be able to get married. So in certain instances, the rabbis will force the husband that he must give the get to his wife. And the question will become, well, a get has to be given willingly. It has to be given from his own agreement, but you can't just force him. It's an invalid get. How do you force him? So, according to the Rambam brings down from the Gemara, of course, that you beat him up until he says, no, I want to give the get. So, in other words, he doesn't want to, but you basically force him to say, I want. So the Rambam says, well, what does it help that he's going to say he wants? He doesn't really want. You're beating him up, so he has no choice. So he doesn't. And here the Rambam explains, no. When he says, I want, that's really what he wants. It's the other part. When he says he doesn't want, that's not really him. That's just the obstacle. That's what's standing in the way and not allowing him to do what he really should be doing. So the Yetzer Hara is holding on to him and forcing him to say, I don't want to divorce, when he really needs to divorce his wife. So when you beat him up, you're bringing out that his true want comes out. So the Rebbe says, when you say that you want to do something else than what it is to sit and learn in the yeshiva here with the Hasidus, now I'm assuming it's talking about different yeshivas. The Rebbe doesn't mention the word yeshiva, but that seems to me from the context. So the Rebbe says, each one has the power and the strength to overcome their inclination with Hashem's help. And it only hinges, the Rebbe says, on your want. It hinges just on, you need to want it. And may the blessed Hashem succeed you. That don't, it's another thing, the Rebbe says, don't bring the Yetzer Hara on yourself. You can sometimes sick the Yetzer Hara on yourself, and if you don't sick him on yourself, he'll stop bothering you in the above manner with a blessing. In the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. There's an interesting thing, you know, there is, what does it mean you sick your Yetzer Hara on yourself? Sometimes, you know, when we do the confession on Yom Kippur, so one of the al-chait, we do the sin, one of them we say, oh, for the sin that I committed with the Yetzer Hara. So you say, al-chait, shechaton l'fanecha b'yetzer hara, sin I committed for you with the Yetzer Hara. Well, then the question is, well, every sin you do with the Yetzer Hara, what did you mean, sin that you did with the Yetzer Hara? It's the evil inclination that gets you to sin. And the answer is, there are sometimes sins that even the Yetzer Hara doesn't think of it. And you're sort of sicking the Yetzer Hara on yourself. The Rebbe says, stop instigating. Stop getting the Yetzer Hara on your case. And then you will see it'll stop bothering you and you'll be able to succeed and continue learning where you are.